This is one of those stories where we've seen versions of this go around before, and I guess it must be true, but I don't believe it happens with real people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it happens with a few, like, influency type people.
Mm-hmm.
But regular people, this does not happen. Prove me wrong.
Okay.
There was an article in the USA Today about loyalty testers being a thing. People doing more and more loyalty testers of their significant other. There are even people offering services for it.
Boy, that's the way to have a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It says loyalty testing seemed to be nothing more than an urban legend or a YouTube prank, but it is solidified into an actual business at loyaltytests.com.
Dang.
Which was featured in the New York Times, and you can hire one of their testers to test your partners.
So they bait them by, do they slide into their DMs? Do they run into them on the street?
A little bit of both. They'll do it on TikTok.
Yep. I've seen those.
And, slide into people and see if they can get them to cheat.
Okay.
I don't know. See if they, let's see, are these TikToks live? I didn't realize. I had looked at the USA Today article, and now it's a second article that has some examples. I'm going to send this to you. I don't know if they're safe.
You know what this reminds me of? And I don't know if Tommy will have ever experienced this, and Maitland, you were probably on the cusp of it ending, but three-way calls. Y'all remember getting friends on a three-way call and being like, all right, Steve, you got a crush on Annette. I'll call her, and we'll three-way it over here on this phone.
Mm-hmm.
But you better be quiet, and I'll ask her. And... sometimes you'd be devastated, you know? Sometimes you get your little heartbroken.
Yeah.
Did you participate in that?
I remember on one of those.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Three-way calls are the way you found out if your friend was your friend or not.
Yeah.
Or if your crush was crushing back. Hell yeah.
That's how I found out that Catherine had a crush on me when Jason Pestridge called her on three-way calling.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Y'all didn't utilize three-way calls in the 90s?
No, I would have just taken my friend's word for it if he said, I called her and she said she liked you.
No, you got to hear it for yourself.
Yeah.
I would have done what Howling said.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was alive when call waiting became a thing. So, three-way calling probably wasn't the top dog in 1986.
Of the five people in the room, two of us surely know what dial tones sound like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right, four of us. Sure.
Yeah.
Maitland, do you know what a dial tone sounds like?
Yeah.
What does it sound like?
Doot, 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 doot.
Oh, no.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope. A dial tone was when you picked up your landline.
Oh, yeah. And it would go, doo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a soothing sound.
Yeah.
I miss
it was a perfect note, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Perfect pitch. Tommy, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I used to have a landline out in the country.
Oh, that's true. I forgot you lived out. All right. Loyalty test. Do you know anyone? Kelly, you have a broad cross-section of lady friends and stuff from college. Any of them do anything like this? Whether not necessarily officially, but like, hey, go flirt with so-and-so and see what happens. Like a low-key loyalty test?
Try to entrap somebody. Those little passive-aggressive ones, for sure.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, let's see what he does here. Or like, hey, I know he's out at this bar and he's not responding to me and we're out in that same neighborhood. Let's go and see what he's up to, for sure. We've spotted friends, significant others out before when they were like, we can't go out. And so we'll be like, all right, let's be discreet here. But let's watch them.
Yeah.
But the intentional slide into their DMs and try and set them up to go that far? No. That's some devious stuff. But I'd do it if somebody asked me to, especially if I got paid for it.
Honestly.
I'll slide in your man's DMs.
Why don't you do that as a side hustle?
I mean, I could, but I'm already broken. So I don't need to break others to heal.
It would probably be triggering. I mean, if you've experienced that before and now you were kind of on the other end of it, even though you were getting paid for it and it was all pretend, it might bring up some bad feelings.
Yeah. And then what if the person who thought they wanted you to do that and test them then gets mad at you because you pulled off the test that you wanted and they didn't get the results?
I bet you that it would happen a lot.
Yeah. So then they take it out on you.
You tried too hard.
Or they rely on you to be kind of like the therapist in the situation, and I can't be that for nobody.
Yeah.
But that would I be fun. Like it? Just for a second, the thought, I'd try it.
If you're, do you think if you're paying someone to test the loyalty of your significant other, you've already dropped your keys in the lava. It's too late.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you're an a-hole or they are. I mean, one way or another, your relationship sucks.
It's very,
if you have to do that,
it's very shaky ground, isn't it?
Absolutely.
See, for any of those TikToks playable?
Don't know. We're going to find out.
Okay. Let's find out.
They're like 2 minutes long, so I didn't
have a chance. Yet.
Yeah.
And I didn't warn you.
Let's see.
So this girl DM'd me asking if I could do a loyalty test for her. So she DM'd me and said, I'll pay priority. Hey, beautiful, can you please do a loyalty test on my boyfriend? I'm serious about him, and I'm going to be turning my life around and moving to be with him, but I have my suspicions because he had cheated on his previous girlfriend. I also found out I'm pregnant a few days ago, and I want to make sure that I'm making the right decision.
This is the best way to start. Yep. Okay. This is the way to go.
All right.
So this guy is in the military, so I swiped up on his highlight in a picture that he had in his uniform, and I put, thank you for your service. Then responds back with, no problem, fine.
Okay, they added it.
Okay.
Ew. I then asked him, are you stationed somewhere right now? He put, yes, I'm in blank. I put, no way, I live in blank. I'm on vacation right now, but that's where I live. What part of blank are you from? He put, near blank upstate. I respond back with, oh, okay, you're not too far then. You're really cute. He then put, you're probably a bot. LMAO, I'm just being for real. I put, LMAO, I'll take that as a compliment. Then I tell him, I'll send you a selfie. How many fingers do you want me to hold up? He then tells me 4.
Wow. Okay. So he's in. Like, that's already enough.
Yeah, that was problematic.
Send him back a video of me holding 4 fingers up. He then puts, interesting. I put, what does that even mean? He put, I don't know. I've never had a girl thank me for my service. It's kind of weird. I tell him, well, I thought you were cute, so I figured it was a good conversation starter. Then he put, was I on your suggested or something? I put, if you're single, maybe we can hang out sometime that week. See, I'm not a bot. LOL. I put, and yes, you were. He put, I mean, if you're close enough, LMAO. I put, I'm down. Just let me know when. He put, whenever you're free, I can be free.
Wow. That is a dramatic failure.
Yeah, because the initial part, you could go, well, I mean, I could see where it might be intriguing, like, what's going on here or whatever. But as soon as you get drop those last lines, man, you're really dead in the water.
Now, I don't like to stereotype, but as soon as she said, he's in the military, I'm like, it's done. He's done. He's cheating.
Like, really?
I will never date a guy in the military.
Have
Not
you
that
ever?
I don't appreciate your service, but...
You'd like the penis service to remain in one branch.
Yes.
Yeah. Not go cross-branchy.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Have you dated anyone in the military?
No, but
you
I
just got a vibe?
I have friends who have. And also, I feel like the people you see in high school who date people in the military end up married like 3 months later, and you're like, that's too fast. No.
And then divorced a few years
ago. Right.
Yeah, we got to get married before I deploy.
I'm thinking of one.
Someone cheated.
I'm thinking the examples that I have from my own life.
Yeah.
That's next step from, my boyfriend, he goes to another school.
Yeah. Oh, those almost never worked out, did they?
Mm-hmm. He goes to a school upstate.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What about the people? Okay, this is a completely different thing, but remember the people whose significant other graduated and went off to college, but they were going to stay together even though they were back in high school?
Yeah, they came back for prom and they were broken up by the end of the year.
That worked out 100% of none of the time.
Yeah. Fine for a little while.
My high school boyfriend, that exact thing happened, and it was about 2-3 weeks before the end of his senior year of high school, and he said, bye.
Gosh, do you ever think back and reminisce about all the good times you had being the good friend who got to listen to the hot girl talk about her college boyfriend, how he broke up with her, and say, you'll always be a friend to me, before she then started dating another toxic fella. Those were the best times.
I definitely remember rolling my eyes at a couple of my female friends that I wasn't necessarily wanting to date, but we were good friends. And it's like, well, he's here. And you go, okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go great.
I mean, we nailed all of our decisions. Yeah. It's not like why didn't they just listen to us?
Yeah, no. I didn't keep making those same patterns for like 17 years.
We got this.
Yeah.
Bet no one's listening who's done a real life loyalty test. 1-800-947-3979. Did Maitland strike a nerve? Let's find out. I served in the military, and while deployed, I can count on one hand easily the people who stayed faithful. Dozens, if not more, cheated. Another text. I was in the military, and my wife cheated while I was deployed. It happens more that way from what I've seen. As a vet, Maitland isn't wrong. And then this text. Military wives are just as bad.
And I did.
I think that's true.
In those relationships, I just feel like someone's always cheating, whether it's him while he's gone or her while he's gone.
Yeah.
Anything that results in a long-term absence from one another, if you're not a really established couple already, like it's one thing if you've been like, I'm a guardsman and we've been married 12 years and something came up. Now I got to be gone. Okay. Maybe then.
Yeah.
But when you start off and you're already like, there's no ground there to stand on.
Yeah, you guys aren't easy. Making me think I should probably check in on my parents who were military and my dad who was deployed like 3 times when my mom had 5 kids back at home.
Let's be fair.
My little brother Craig doesn't look anything like my dad. I don't know what to say.
I'm so sorry.
Malin.
I'm so sorry.
Do you want to be my stepmom?
I'd love that. Well, you're already mine, so.
That's right. Oh, we can swap dads. Oh.
Well, that one guy said he had at least five fingers of faithfulness.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so my.
Half of them.
So your dad's on one of those hands.
Yeah. So
wait, that guy was into fisting?
I guess so.
Is that what that means?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Dear mom and dad, work was fun today.
No questions in my
Jimbo
head.
Jimbo writes,
all.
I know countless amount of people in the military, and the only one that cheated are women. My brother and wife were in, and he was faithful and got married 1 year later. She got married 1 year later with the guy she cheated with. Yeah.
Dang.
My girlfriend tried to catfish me on Instagram to see if I would cheat. Her downfall was she made me watch 5 seasons of Catfish with her, so it was all the same pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't make somebody that aware of things and then try to do it. Maybe it was a stupidity test more than a loyalty test. Like,
I think he's loyal, but he's dumb.
Yeah.
You passed both, man.
He fell for this.